The actual march up into the front line, how was that organised?
Never particularly organised march. We got onto the dartboards. That was the only way of getting up into the front line. And it was a very bad night, it was raining very hard. And you simply followed the guides. Yeah, the guide were details off from anybody who knew the particular locality, and they guided you up to your various positions.
What were the problems of travelling? Well, first of all, what were your first impressions when you saw them for the first time? Did you have any particular reactions to the trenches as you saw them?
Well, of course, going up in the dark, there was nothing one could see except the man in front. The impression was very, very disturbing, inasmuch being going up to take up a position in the dark, one's whole attention was given to keep one's footing and follow the man in front, you see. But when one got into the position, one did not know where you were until daylight broke.
What were your first impressions when daylight broke and you could see what was around you?
Well, being a non-commissioned officer, one had to conceal one's feelings. But my particular feelings were one of bewilderment and to keep one's self under control.
What were you bewildered?
Inasmuch as one or two of the lads in my particular post started to break down and crying.
Why were you bewildered?
Why was I bewildered? Because having been transported from the back areas of the Western Front to suddenly find yourself into a quagmire of shell holes, all waterlogged, and hundreds of bodies lying around and decomposed, it was difficult to associate oneself with that you actually live in. And you actually